Welcome to another minicast episode of Ignited Entrepreneurs. This is Jessica, your host. I love doing these little minicasts. It gives me an opportunity to just share some of the stuff that's on my mind, some of the stuff that I think is really important, the things that have made a huge difference in my life over the last 4 years, and I just want to be able to share it with my audience. So I hope you enjoy.
What's stopping you? I know there's so many things that we could talk about here because there's so many things that stop us, right? Stop us from wanting to change, stop us from making the call, stop us from reaching out to a friend, stop us from apologizing, stop us from all the things that we say we want to do that we don't do. Well, today I want to talk about one of the reasons why we don't. Well, there's a couple of reasons, actually, but a couple of reasons why we don't do the things and what stops us from doing those things. So from a coaching perspective, this is called secondary gain, which is the first thing that I want to share with you. And what that means is even though you want something new and you can see that, you know, I'll use myself as an example. I want to lose weight. Okay, so I want to lose weight. And I can see all the things that could possibly happen. I'll feel better. I could dress nice. I could, you know, I could hike more. I wouldn't be winded at the top of the stairs. I could, you know, put on my shoes without having to sit down. Like, there's all these things, right? I'm sure I'm not the only one, right? Like, I'm not the only one who has to sit down to put their shoes on. Okay. If I am, that's fine. Whatever. Just a little bit more motivation for me. But what happens, though, is that what we typically have happen is that when we think about, oh, okay, if I got into shape, if I lost some weight, if, what would I have to give up, right? There's a reason we don't make these changes because there's a, what we call secondary gain. There's a reason to stay where we are. There's actually positives to staying right where we are. I don't have to go exercise. I don't have to stop eating my favorite snack like Doritos. Like, there's all these things that if I don't make that change, that I can just stay right here and I can enjoy all these things that I've been enjoying for years that got me here, right? So this is what secondary gain is. And so if you were to stop and think about it, what is it that's stopping me? What don't I want to give up? Because that right there, that's what stops you. It's that knowing that to make this change over here, I have to give up this. And this can be very comfortable. This is your freaking comfort zone right here. And I like to say we call it a comfort zone, even though it's not really all that comfortable, but we think it is because it's what we know. It's like the devil you know versus the devil you don't, right? Even though it sucks, even though it's not where we want to be, it's easy. We can do this in our sleep. We don't have to work at this. We don't have to think about this. This just comes easy. This is like, yeah, I got that nailed. This, however, that's a whole different animal. That takes some work. I have to give shit up for that. I have to keep that up. That's not just a one-time thing. Fuck that. I kind of want to be over here where it's easy and it runs on autopilot. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to work at it. So we stick here. We stay right here where it's safe and comfortable and we're okay with it to some degree. So here's another thing I wasn't planning on talking about. Motivation comes from one of two things. You're either working towards something. So you have motivated by towards, there's a goal, there's a carrot at the end of a stick that you're running after to get because you want that thing. Or this thing over here, this comfort zone is no longer comfortable. A lot of people will make change because illness, loss, tragedy. You know, you lose a job, your car breaks down, so you have to get a new car. You all of a sudden diagnosed with diabetes and now you can't have sugar. You know, there's a pain. So this is a way motivation. And I'll tell you right now, it's way, way, way stronger and more prevalent. More people are way motivated than they are towards motivated, which makes it harder, right? Because we wait and wait and wait and wait until this comfort zone isn't comfortable anymore before we're willing to go, oh yeah, right, okay, fine, I guess I'll go do this thing. And oh, look, there's a carrot I can chase. Okay, fine, I'll go chase the carrot. But it's the pain or this thing that we have to give up. So that's part one. Part two is we can only see that thing, those things, this cluster, all the stuff inside our comfort zone that we have to give up. Our brain only has the data to understand the stuff that we've already experienced, that we like, don't like, whatever. But that's what our brain rationalizes its decisions on, right? It's the brain is here to keep you safe. The brain is here to, yep, this works. Let's just stay right here. We're good, right? But when you go and want to make change or find a new way to be happy, find that joy in your life, find that spark, that thing that actually makes you want to get up in the morning, and you start looking somewhere that your brain has never looked before, it goes, blah, 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 blah. I don't know how to do that. I don't know what to do with this information because I don't have any information. We're guessing. I don't know how to do that. So it doesn't. And it goes, let's just stay right over here. Let's go back to comfortable because I'm good here. I've worked hard to get you here. Let's stay here. So now knowing all of this, you may very well have known all this before, but I'm here to just remind you, this is not your fault. This is science. This is brain science. This is legit stuff. This is what's going on. You have this tug of war going on. So it's not your fault. Give yourself a freaking break, okay? However, now you know, now you've been reminded. And so now you have a choice. So what choice are you going to make? Are you going to stay over here in your comfort zone until you have something that forces your hand, until you have that thing, that pain, that loss that's going to catapult you over here to the point where you don't have a choice now because you have to make a change or else this comfort zone is no longer comfortable because that's what it's coming to, right? We all know that. We all know that. I know that. You know that. Eventually, this comfort zone, it's not going to be freaking comfortable. But do you want to wait till you get there? Or do you want to go have some fun? Do you want to go find what lights you up now? Find a way to avoid the discomfort over here that's coming and get comfortable over here. But it takes work. You have to allow yourself to give the brain a chance to create new data. So also what happens with this is, you know, we say, well, we can't predict the future. Our brain cannot predict the future. Maybe, maybe not. I like to think that our thoughts can predict the future because I'm a big law of attraction and energy and thoughts create feelings and feelings create actions. And I truly do believe that we can create our reality, that we are not actually victims of whatever comes our way, providing we choose to take responsibility for it. Start to think about what's going on up here. What are we focusing on? Where are we putting our energy and our intention? Because that actually allows you to create the future, which will then allow your mind to go, oh, okay, that's what you want. I can deal with that. Let's try that out for a little while. Let's see what happens. And it allows you to step over to the other side and start creating the future that you really want. So, challenge for all of you is, what the heck do you want? What feelings do you want to have every single day? Do you want sad and miserable and frustrated and lost and uncomfortable? Or do you want to go play? Let's go play. Come with me. Let's go play. Go find a swing. When was the last time you sat on a swing set and just let yourself feel free, feel like you're flying? When was the last time you just like danced? You just put on the like a song that you love, something from your childhood even, something that really brings back some really powerful, wonderful memories, and just let yourself go. And didn't care what it looked, didn't care what it looked like. When was the last time you sat and just, you know, made a list of all the amazing things about yourself? Because you know there's amazing things. You're just choosing not to see them. Make a list. Think about how you want to feel. And then start living into that. Start stepping into that possibility that, yeah, I can feel this. Because this comfort zone that we've created, we're honest, it's not that comfortable. It's really not. We've just gotten used to it. We've gotten used to the discomfort that we now call comfort. So my challenge is, think about where you'd rather play, what kind of feelings you want to have, and just find ways to go play there.